This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is back in China for a five-day trip. Her last visit less than a year ago was part of an effort by the Biden administration to reopen lines of communication between the two superpowers on issues affecting the global economy. But as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, this trip has a different set of goals and different stakes.
The U.S. is entering these discussions with a strengthening economy. But on the other side of the Pacific, says Rosalind Shea, co-director of the Political Economy Program at Temple University.
The Chinese government is more concerned about the Chinese economy. And in many ways, Janet Yellen actually has more leverage.
Leverage to pressure the Chinese to rein in their manufacturing sector, says Logan Wright, director of China Markets Research at the Rhodium Group. The U.S. is arguing China is producing way more stuff than the Chinese people and global markets need at the moment.
With subsidies in emerging industries like electric vehicles, for example, you know, solar panels, other green technologies. And there's a concern that the weakness in the Chinese domestic economy is going to result in the export of a lot of that excess capacity abroad.
So while Yellen is in China, says Josh Lipsky at the Atlantic Council,
she is delivering a clear message that there is growing concern, not just in the U.S., but around the world. She's brought in Europeans and the Japanese on this.
If this overcapacity isn't addressed, says Zongyin Zoe Liu, a fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations,
that would mean domestic manufacturing would be less competitive as the Chinese imported goods. And that may even imply additional job loss. And it would also mean factory closure.
At just the moment when the Biden administration is trying to shore up American manufacturing. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.